Nolte, Asians should flee hate crime-infested Democrat cities and move to rural Magaland. By John Nolte on March 31, 2021. Other than the ethnicity of the victims, what do all these terrible hate crimes against Asians have in common? The crimes are almost all, if not all, occurring in Democrat-run shithole cities. The biggest increases in anti-Asian hate crime occurred in cities where Democrats enjoy a monopoly on power: New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Seattle, San Jose, San Francisco, etc. How about that? You might argue that these are the only places where anti-Asian hate crimes can occur. After all, a huge majority of Asians live in Democrat-run cities. The truth, though, is that 1% of America's Asian population chooses to live in rural America. Which means Asians are wildly outnumbered out in rural America, and still no one bothers them out here. And if you do happen to hear of the hate crime in rural America, it will be an outlier, an exception that proves the overall rule that it is only in Democrat-run cities where people are in danger of being the victim of a hate crime. There sure as hell is no hate crime crisis where all us rural Trump-tards live. The hate crime crises are all happening where Democrats are in charge. Odd that, no? After all, the corrupt corporate media all claim it was former President Donald Trump who launched this wave of hate crimes when he accurately pointed out the coronavirus is China's fault, and yet, out here in Magaland, where we Trump voters almost all own guns and vastly outnumber our Asian neighbors, there are no reports, I could find, of Asians being menaced, bullied, or assaulted in Magaland. Nope. This Asian hate crime crisis is happening almost exclusively in cities where Democrats have been allowed, in most cases, for decades, to deliver their vision of America unencumbered. Get this. As of 2010, according to this study, 23% of rural and small-town America is made up of racial minorities, and that number continues to grow. Between 2000 and 2010, a full three-quarters of the growth in rural and small-town America was due to racial minorities. And still, there's no hate crime crisis in rural and small-town America. In other words, more and more racial minorities are moving out here to Magaland and no one bothers them. But why would the racial minorities leave Democrat-run utopias to live with a bunch of violent, racists who hate the environment? Well, somehow, out here where we violent, racist, anti-environment MAGA-tards live, our streets, air, and water remain safe and clean. We almost all own guns and yet there's no gun violence crisis. We're all supposed to be racists, and yet, unlike where Democrats live and are in charge, there is no hate crime crisis. People of all races, creeds, and backgrounds are safe in rural Magaland. So of course racial minorities are fleeing these unsafe, Democrat-run shitholes that are full of racism. Sure, there are exceptions, but these rare exceptions prove the rule. And I can tell you from my own experience that life is peaceful for everyone in rural America. My wife is a Mexican immigrant. Not one problem out here in 20 years. For a few years, a mixed-race family, black and white, lived next door. Never had a problem. Like myself and my wife, my other neighbor has black and brown grandchildren. Never had a problem. Out here in rural Magaland, we don't care about the color of your skin. We believe in live and let live. Don't bother us, we won't bother you. That's all we're looking for. That's all that qualifies to be a good neighbor. My county is about 88% white. Racial minorities are outnumbered nearly 9-1, and yet I can't find a single instance of a hate crime. You would think that with those kind of numbers on the side of us MAGA-tards, we would terrorize the non-white population out there. Nope. There are no racial tensions in my community. Whenever you read about racial tension and strife, it's almost always in cities where Democrats live and are in charge. If Asians are looking to escape this hate crime crisis, there's only one way out: come out to Trumpland. Rural America is safe, clean, colorblind, and welcoming to all good neighbors of any color. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.